Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
The technicalities, people of God, amen. But we're so grateful, amen, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're so grateful tonight for him. He's the keeper. He's the lover of our soul. And we just thank him on tonight. Amen. I just want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. As always, you give honor to whom honor is due. Amen. Thanking him for the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. And thanking him tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Glory to God. Thanking him tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Thanking him tonight for my pastor. Amen. Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thank God tonight for the PNN staff that the Lord has pulled to this line. Amen. To be a help. Glory to God. To extend their hands, extend their whole being to helping this work to go forward. And we just bless the Lord. Amen. We just bless the Lord for each of them. Amen. Blessing them for the advisors on tonight, people of God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We're just trying to get this word out, people of God, that it would benefit, that it would bless someone. Amen. That someone would be saved, that someone would be delivered, that someone would be set free. Amen. By the preaching of the word. Amen. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Jesus for each of them. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And people of God, listen, you already know. Amen. All of our broadcasts. Amen. We give freely. We give freely. So there's no price tag. Amen. Everything that everyone's doing. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We're not doing it for the money. Amen. Glory to God. You're here every night. Amen. We're not taking up an offering. Glory to God. But we're here extending ourselves in the work of the Lord, in the work of kingdom. Amen. That somebody would be saved. Someone would be delivered. And that someone would be set free. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're not doing it for the money. Amen. Glory to God. You hear us every night. Amen. We're not collecting an offering. Glory be to God. But we're giving unto the Lord. Amen. Giving unto the Lord the glory. Amen. That's due unto him. Amen. So we again thank God for each and every one that have extended themselves in this work, in this outreach ministry. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for you, people of God, each and every one of you. Amen. From wherever you're listening from, we thank God for all of our international listeners, wherever you're listening from. Amen. Wherever this PNN crosses your path. Amen. Whatever country. Amen. Jesus, wherever you tune in. Amen. Jesus, we pray that you're able to hear the word declared, amen, and that this word is blessing you, this word is restoring you, that this word, my God, glory to God, is drawing you nigh unto him. This word is changing and transforming your mind, glory to God, that is reviving your spirit, glory to God. That's our prayer. That's our prayer. Amen, Jesus, that it will do all of that and more. Amen. So we bless God. We thank God tonight. Amen. All of our international listeners, we bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Whatever country, amen. We're in 59 countries now. Glory to God. At some point, amen, picking you up on radio. Glory to God. And we're picking you up, and we know that you are listening. Amen. So we bless the Lord for you. We thank God for you. Amen. Tonight, amen, and every night that you're coming to this Prayer News Network Global, we thank the Lord, amen, we thank the Lord for you, amen, glory be to God. And at this time, people of God, we would that you pull your hearts and your minds in, amen, Jesus, we want to get ready, we want to get ready, we want to get ready, amen, to sanctify the lines, glory to God, we want to get ready, get our hearts ready, get our spirit ready. Glory to God, amen. Whatever you've been through in this day, amen, Jesus, I want you to just shake it off, amen. Shake it off and pack it under your feet, amen. Shake it off, glory to God. Don't let it weigh you down. Don't let it interfere, glory to God, with what God has for you on tonight. Don't let it have the preeminence, amen. Don't let a situation have the preeminence over your life and what God has for you. Amen, Jesus, because guess what, people of God? What God has for you is for you, and he's not changed his mind concerning you. Glory to God. His plan, his purpose is embedded in you. It's in your DNA. Glory to God, and God is not changing. Amen. So we bless God. We thank him tonight. Amen. You can rest assured that. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus, again, want you to go ahead and get your pen and paper, get your hearts ready. Get your hearts ready on tonight, amen. Get your hearts ready on tonight, amen, Jesus, for us to hear what the Lord has for you on tonight, amen. Glory to God. So we're getting ready now, amen. We're going to ask Missionary Dorothy Fan if she would come and sanctify our lines for us tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And then immediately after her, we will have Sister Mary Hollings. Amen. She will come with our scripture reading. Amen. Glory to God. And then after that, glory to God, we're going to bring forth our speaker tonight. Amen. Glory to God. In that order. Yeah, glory. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask, amen, Sister. Amen. Glory to God. Missionary Dorothy Fan. Amen. And Sister Mary Hollins, amen, if they would grace the platform at this time. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without Christ, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without Christ, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without Christ, I would be nothing. Without him, I would surely fail. Without him, my life will be drifting just like a ship without a sail. Without him, I could do nothing. Without Christ, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting just like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your mighty name, Lord God. Glory to your name tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor tonight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for your goodness. Thanking you for your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for your love, Lord God, towards us tonight, Lord God. We come tonight to just give you the praise, Lord God. Just to give you the honor tonight, realizing and knowing, Lord God, without you, we would be nothing. Without you, we could do nothing. We just come to say thank you, Lord God. We appreciate you so much, Lord. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers, Lord God. Coming tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all the iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that we may have done, Lord God, to this present time, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us tonight, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for the things that we, Lord God, didn't even know we done wrong, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to forgive us for the very thoughts that we had that just wasn't pleasing to your sight. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to move tonight, Lord God, by your spirit and by your mighty power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to bless this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Each and every one that come, Lord God, to the line tonight, Lord God, we're asking you right now, Lord God, to meet their needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, from far and near, Lord God, meet the needs, Lord God, of your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we realize and know that we have needs, Lord God. Some, Lord God, coming for one and some coming for another. Some, Lord God, coming for a healing. Some coming to be encouraged, Lord God. Some, Lord God, come to be saved, Lord God, delivered and set free. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, tonight, asking you to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to do what you will tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch in a mighty way, Lord God, city, Lord God, country, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God, that represent on this line, every family, every home that represent on this line tonight, Lord God. We ask you tonight to move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your mighty power, Lord God. Touch the sick, Lord God, that they may be healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, mightily, Lord God. Move, Lord God, on the speaker tonight. Have your way, Lord God. Let us have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us tonight by your man or your woman of God, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, to touch Minister Bradley, Lord God. We ask you to move by your spirit and by your mighty power, Lord God. Lord God, supply every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just come to say thank you. We just come to say we appreciate you so very much, Lord God, for you've been so good to us, Lord God. You've been so kind in the name of Jesus. Realize and knowing, Lord God, there's nothing that we've done so good. Lord God, there's nothing that we've done, Lord God, so good. But you just that kind of God to, Lord God, love us beyond, Lord God, our faults, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight. We bless your holy name. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, in a mighty way in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. We'll be so careful to give your name the honor, to give your name the glory, Lord God, because you are truly worthy, Lord. You are truly worthy to be praised. And we thank you this night. We thank you this night. We appreciate you this night, Master. We appreciate you this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Lord, we glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. I will be reading from St. John, the 10th chapter, the 7th through the 18th verse. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of man. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they should hear my voice, and there should be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. I read to you the 10th John, the 7th through the 18th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you, Sister Pan. We just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we are so grateful indeed for all that the Lord is doing, as we've already forestated. Amen. Truly, the Lord is doing us well. He's doing us well. He has done us well. Amen. And our souls do rise up and give the Lord thanks and give the Lord praise. Amen. Glory be to God. We are so grateful on tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We're not going to hold you long. Amen. Glory to God. We want to ask our speaker if he would go ahead and press *6. Amen. If you would go ahead and press *6 and come on over to the platform side on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I'm not able to see, amen, Jesus, our platform tonight. Amen. Glory be to God, due to the controls being down. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Pastor Jones, are you there?
Oh, God, I'm here.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. We thank God for you tonight. Amen, Jesus. It's been a minute. Amen. The man of God, amen, has been with us, but we're so grateful, amen, to have him with us here on tonight. Glory be to God. People of God, we want to tell you, hold on, sit tight. Amen. Go ahead and get your pen, get your pencil tonight. Glory to God. Get your pad or your phone to take your notes on tonight. Glory to God, because we want to let you know truly there is a word from the Lord. Amen. There's a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Somebody ought to just claim that word is for me. Amen. Somebody ought to just claim it already. Just claim it already. Amen. And listen, if the whole loaf is not for you, listen, people of God, just get what you need. Get that, amen. Get that you need. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Eat what you eat. Amen. And whatever is not concerning you, amen, leave it for somebody else. Amen. But we want you to eat it all tonight. Amen, Jesus. It's only for our spiritual growth and our development in God. Amen. We're so grateful tonight to have with us the man of God. Amen. Coming to us, amen, from, amen, Jesus, Rivers of Living Waters Ministries. Amen. We're so grateful. Of course, he's no stranger to us. Amen, Jesus. We're grateful to have him back. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, this man of God, he follows us on social media. Amen, Jesus, letting us know he's out there. Amen. Glory to God. Liking those broadcasts, et cetera, et cetera. So he's right there with us. Amen. And so we're so grateful, amen, that these men and women of God, they don't just wait, amen, until they have to speak to be a part of the PNN, but they're there. Amen. They're there. They're listening. They're praying for us. Amen. And so we're so grateful for this man of God, because we know that he is praying for us. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we want you to get your hearts ready. Amen. And receive the man of God, Pastor Kenneth Jones. God bless you, man of God. You have the platform.
God bless you as well, woman of God. We are giving thanks and praise to Almighty God, who's ahead of our life. We'll be grateful today. Amen. God has been blessing. Amen. Prayer News Network Global. We thank God that we're always praying for you continually. Glory to God.
Yeah.
That God continually glorify himself through this awesome ministry. Hallelujah. And we're just thankful. We're just thankful that God is being glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. We're thankful, amen, for opportunity to come before you again to share the word of God today. Amen. It's a blessing to be here. We thank God for the Evangelist Bradley amen, to the all the advisors, glory to God, the prayer warriors, to all of those that are part of this great network. It's amazing that God is being glorified. Amen. And we'll thank God that he is faithful and that he is doing what he needs to do, amen, to bring glory to himself. Amen. And I'm just thankful tonight that, amen, that we can have a part in being, amen, prayerful for this network, because I know it's a work of God, that God is being glorified every day. Amen. Amen. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, we just come before you now in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, we give you glory and praise to your wonderful name. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for life, for health, and for strength. We know it's you, oh God, that keeps us in perfect peace, keeps our minds stayed on you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are very present here in our time of this trouble. You are nigh thee, even in our mouth, oh God, in our hearts, oh God. And Father, we just humble ourselves before your mighty hand, oh David, God, that you will be glorified. Speak unto us, oh God, by your spirit. Help us to realize, oh God, that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We welcome your presence even the more in the midst of us this day. Father, I pray, I thank you for being who you are in our lives, oh God. We thank you for the blessings, oh God, that you are blessed upon the PNN Global Network. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing through it as well, God. We thank you that you continue to bless and use it for your glory. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing and what you're about to do. We are in expectation, oh God, for the work that you are continually doing to bring glory to thyself. We bless your holy name. We come to give you shout. We come to give you glory and thanks to your God for being an awesome God. Your word we pray. Your word declare that we should bow heads, O ye gates. Ye be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Ye be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Father, we thank you for all you're about to do, all you're about to declare in our hearing. Give us ears to hear. In the spirit of sanctuary church today. In Jesus' name, we thank you for being done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm thankful today just to be here. And I'm thankful, amen, that God put a word in my heart. Amen. Glory to God. And that word, amen, that he had given me, amen, on Sunday at church and this message he's given me today, keep reminding me about who he is and what he has done. And we need to, as people of God, to recognize that God has done what we are expecting him to do. He's already done what we are asking and believing for him to do. And so it's very important that we understand, amen, that God knew from the beginning what he was going to do. But he was wise enough to understand and know that everything that was needed, amen, he had already accomplished. And I'm so glad today that he helping us to understand even better about his sovereignty, his power, his might, his glory. So tonight we just want to share a few scriptures with you to help you understand more and more about what the Lord put in my heart. And I'm excited about it because I know, amen, to hear from God about what we've been asking for. Amen. And God had to remind us that I know what you want. I know what you need. And I also have already made provisions. It's an awesome thing to know that God has already made provision for us. Everything that we need has already been accomplished. Amen. Get your Bible and go to Exodus chapter 3, if you don't mind. Exodus chapter 3. Amen. We're going to start reading at the first verse. Amen. We're going to read down in glory to God to the 7th verse, I believe it is. Amen. Just to help us be enlightened about what God has planned. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 says, now Moses kept the flock of Jericho. Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. The bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will not turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burning. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes, for off thy feet, for the place whereunto thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid upon God. And the Lord said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. A verse, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians. Glory to God. And to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. And I want to talk tonight from this point. The Lord spoke to me and said to me, son, I wrote the prescription for your life that's going to bring glory unto me. He said, I wrote the prescription for your life that's going to bring glory unto me. I want to share this with you just today to help you understand that we find in the text today, amen, that Moses was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the backside of the desert, came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. In other words, minding on his own business, had already fled from Egypt, had killed a man there, went to the wilderness, hiding afraid that the Egyptians were looking for him because he had murdered one of the Egyptians. So Moses was not looking for God, but God was looking for Moses. There are people out there tonight that you are not looking for God, but God is looking for you. I came to encourage you tonight that there is a prescription. God said a particular prescription for your life that's going to bring God glory. Even when you yourself are not thinking about God. All of us in our lives today, many of us, amen, that before we got saved, we didn't know God. We weren't looking for God. We weren't looking for our work. We were looking for things to do for God. But God knew us. And God found us. And Moses wasn't looking for God, but God found him and saw him and revealed to him what he had planned for his life that's going to bring glory to God. And I got good news tonight to share with you. There is a prescription specifically for your life that God ordained to bring glory to him. And you might not have been looking for God. You might not have been thinking about God. But I'm telling you, God got you on his mind. So God gave me a word to tell you the prescription for your life that's going to bring glory to God. And I tell you the truth, when I heard God say the prescription, there is a particular prescription on your life that's going to bring glory to God. When I heard that, I said, God, a prescription? He said, I preordained, wrote it down for you so that it would be evident that this is the plan I have for your life. Even when you were minding your own business, wasn't looking for me, I had already prescribed your life in such a way that it will bring glory to me. And I got good news to share with you tonight, that even though Moses himself was minding his own business, wasn't trying to be in the spotlight, wasn't trying to get involved in anything, but just tending his father-in-law's sheep, but yet God had a plan for his life to bring glory to him. And God had already prescribed his life to bring glory to God. And I came to tell you the good news tonight, amen, that even though Moses himself wasn't looking for God, but God had him on his mind. And I'm glad tonight to share with you tonight, amen, there is a prescription for your life. And God has destined your life to bring glory to him. You may have been minding your own business. You might have been, amen, wrecking in pain in the emergency room somewhere. You might have been, amen, sick in your body. You may be going through in your family, maybe going through in your home. But God has a prescription specifically for you, amen, that's going to bring glory to him. Is that right? And he knows why he chose you for such a time as this, amen. And I'm going to tell you, Moses was thinking about himself, but God was thinking about him being glorified. And I got good news to share with you tonight, that the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And the Bible declared, he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will not turn aside and see that great sight. Why the bush is not burning? And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him. There are some people out there right now, but God, even when you're looking, amen, and don't know what's going on, God called unto him. God is calling on unto you out of the midst of what you're going through. And the Bible declared, and Moses said, amen. God said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes, for off thy feet, for the place whereon thou art standing is holy ground. But God was letting Moses know, listen, son, amen, here I am, Moses said. And he said, draw not now hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet. It's time for us today that God have a plan for our life, and God have a purpose for your life. Amen. And he told Moses, he's telling us tonight, to put off, amen, the shoes off thy feet. That means put off the things in your past. Put off the things that you've done in your past. Put off the things, amen, that you had going on in your life before now. Forget about the things behind you and press toward the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. I'm letting you know tonight that God, it's up to some. God had prescribed in your life to bring glory to him. God has wrote the prescription out. He done made it plain. And he knows why he chose you. Even though you are questioning, God, why me? Why did you choose me? Why did you pick me to do this work? God said, I have already preordained it. I have prescribed. I have wrote out, amen, the prescription of your life, that it will bring glory to me. And I'm glad tonight that God decided to choose Moses, to use him for his glory. I'm glad tonight that the Spirit of God, amen, knew what was in Moses' heart. Amen, knew him, knew what he had did, knew what he had killed a man, knew all the things that he had done. But yet God had made a prescription. God had wrote out the prescription for his life that he would be glorified through this man called Moses. I'm glad tonight that God knows what we have done in our lives. But God knows also that there's a prescription that's been wrote out already about your life. Even though you missed the mark sometimes, even though you missed the mark on yesterday, missed the mark, amen, last week, but God himself has prescribed, amen, specifically for your life to bring glory to him. And I'm telling you the good news tonight, that God had prescribed it. I'm here to tell you, if God had prescribed it, come on, saints, he going to be glorified through your life. And I'm glad tonight that he wrote out the prescription. And I'm going to tell you, it's good for me to know that he prescribed it, that he had already preordained, that he had settled it in heaven and on the earth. I'm glad tonight to know, amen, that he looked beyond all my thoughts and saw my need. I'm glad tonight to know, amen, that God wrote out a prescription. And I'm going to
failure. It meets us just where we are. He knows what we have need of. He knows what the problem is. He knows what the solution is going to be. He knows where it's going to take. Amen. To bring glory to himself in our lives. And I'm going to tell you, he done wrote them in scripture. I tell somebody, amen, the good news that God done wrote them in scripture already. He done wrote it. I'm going to tell you, when God done wrote it, it shall come as he wrote it, prepared. Glory to God. And I'm glad tonight to share with you this good news tonight. The scripture has already been wrote. I'm here to tell you, the script for your life has been laid out before God. And God done declared, amen, that guess what? Like, we're going to be the head and not the tail, and be above only and not beneath. We're best going in and best coming out. Glory to God. Ain't you glad tonight that God have wrote the prescription out for your life? Whatever the issues are in your life, God done wrote the prescription. Whatever you're going through, God done wrote the prescription. Whatever you're going through in your family, God done wrote the prescription. Whatever you're going through in your job, God done wrote the prescription. Whatever you're going through in your home, God done wrote the prescription. The prescription is already wrote, already written by God, and God is going to be glorified. I got good news to share with you tonight. The prescription has already been wrote. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God is a good God. God said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. It's good news tonight to know that God already had made and wrote the prescription. I'm telling you, glad tonight, the good news of the word of God. Amen. And when God was talking, amen, to Gideon, he told him he's a mighty man of valor. Amen. Glory to God. That's the prescription. God done told you a mighty man of valor. But the first thing Gideon started saying, I'm the least in my household. And we are in captivity. How could I be a mighty man of valor? But he didn't realize that God had wrote the prescription. God had wrote it down already what he was going to be, a mighty man of valor. And I got good news to share with you tonight that he became that mighty man of valor. Why? Because God had and wrote this thing about him, that he was a mighty man of valor. And I got good news to share with you tonight, that God had already wrote the prescription concerning the ministry. Glory to God. He done wrote the prescription against you for your life. He done wrote the prescription concerning your family. He done wrote the prescription concerning your life to bring glory to him. And I'm glad tonight that God knew what Moses was going through, but God showed up on him. God is going to let him know, man. Listen, I done heard the cry of my people. Glory to God. Ain't y'all glad tonight that the Lord know what you're going through? He know where you are, baby Bosha. He know you're struggling with drugs. He know you're struggling with alcoholism. He know you're struggling with all kind of works of the enemy. But good news tonight, God know where you are, even though you ain't looking for God. God got you on his mind. Glory to God. And I'm glad tonight to share with you that God saw. The Bible said in December, and the Lord said, I have seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry. Glory to God. God told me to tell you, I done heard your cry. Oh, glory to God. But the good news is, God told me to tell you, I done wrote the prescription. I knew before, amen, you brought it to me. I knew beforehand what you're going to deal with. I knew what you're going to go through on that job. I knew what you're going to go through. Oh, glory to God. In your home, in your family. I knew what you're going to go through in your children's life. I've already wrote the prescription. Let me add on, wrote the prescription, the solution to the problem. I know what you're going to deal with, but I done wrote the solution. I have given you all that you have need of. I have given you the prescription for your life, and everything I prescribed shall come to pass. Everything I ordained shall come to pass. I got good news for you. Even though Moses was thinking about himself, God was thinking about him. And the Bible declared that God, I heard the cry of my people. Glory to God. And I heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. God said, I know the reason why they're crying to me, because of their taskmaster. I know on your job you're going through. I know, amen, you're going through in your home. I know you're going to be going through, amen, in the situation that you're going in right now. But the good news is, God knows who's doing it, and he knows why they're doing it. But guess what? For I know their sorrow, the word of the Bible declared, and I am come down, Paul. Oh, my God. Here goes God saying to Moses, and I come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good land, glory to God, and a lodge unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Ain't that good news, ain't that? God already said, he done wrote the prescription of how things going to be. And I know, glory to God, that fellow, he don't want to let him go. I know without a shadow of a doubt, glory to God, he don't give you a hard time. But the good news is, God wrote the prescription. I'm here to tell you, oh my God, it's time for us to believe that God wrote the prescription. The prescription has already wrote by God, and just what he wrote shall surely come to pass. And I'm glad today, glory to God, that God heard the cry of his people, and the Bible declared by reason of the taskmaster. And God said, for I know their sorrows. God know your sorrows today, saints. And the Bible declared, I am come down to live with them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good land. Oh my God, a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Do you know good God about it? God ain't bring you out of Egypt into no desert place only. God bring you out into a good land. Oh, glory to God. A good land flowing with milk and honey. I got good news. God done wrote the prescription. If God wrote the prescription, God knows exactly what's going to have to happen. And I'm glad today that even though Pharaoh didn't want to let him go, he had to let him go. Why? Because God had wrote the prescription. And I'm glad tonight that whatever you're going through right now out there in radio land, I got Ebo Shatarama, Robo Sheeroha. I got good news to share with you that this prescription that God wrote concerning your life is going to bring glory to God. And I'm going to tell you the good news. I'm telling the good news. Pharaoh hesitated. Pharaoh didn't want to let him go. But I got good news for you. God done wrote the prescription out for your life. Glory to God. Who the sin set free is free indeed. I'm going to tell you, if God done prescribed it already, that you will be delivered. You're going to be delivered. If God prescribed you to be healed, you shall be healed. If God prescribed that you shall be set free, you shall be set free. If God declared you to be saved, you shall be saved. Glory to God. It don't matter what the enemy trying to do to hold you back. I got good news for you. God done wrote the prescription out. The prescription is glory to God. That's going to be used to bring glory to God. And I'm going to tell you, your life is to bring glory to God. I got good news for you out there now. You may not be where you ought to be. You may not even be where you want to be. But I got good news for you. God done wrote the prescription out. Oh, glory to God. He know what ails you. He know what holds you. He knew what was going on when he put Israel. He knew why they was crying out. He knew who was doing it, the taskmaster. But good news, God done wrote the prescription out. God knows exactly what to write out. He knew exactly what problem that needed to be solved. And I'm glad to bring the good news to you. Whatever you're going through tonight, the good news is that God has already wrote the prescription for your life, that your life will bring glory to God. And I'm glad to tell you the good news tonight. No matter what you've done in your life, oh, glory to God, according to the book of Acts chapter 1, hallelujah, you'll find a man, oh, glory to God, that was wasting the church, glory to God, Saul of Tarsus, glory to God, he was doing it, wasting the church, glory to God, he was doing all manner of cruelty in the church. Amen, glory to God. And the Bible declared in Acts chapter 9, verse 1, said, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, oh my God, went unto the high priest, glory to God, and desired a letter to Damascus, to the synagogue, that he found any of this way, whether there be men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Ain't that a man, glory to God? This man was a man that was threatening, amen, breathing out threats and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. Glory to God. This man had a reputation. Oh, glory to God, that anyone in the way, glory to God, that he was going to try his best, amen, to take him down. Glory to God. But the Bible declares, watch this now, and he desired him a letter to the master, to the synagogue, that if he found any in this way, whether they be men or women, glory to God, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he, glory to God, he came near near Damascus. He came near, glory to God. He came near Damascus, glory to God. And suddenly there shined about him a light from heaven. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. He fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the priest. And he's trembling and astonished. He said, Lord, what would I have me to do? Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, you might have did some stuff like Saul. You might have did all kinds. Open your mouth and just talked about the children of God. Amen. Talked about the believers. Amen. Amen. Did all kind of crazy stuff against him. Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you the good news tonight. Glory to God. If God could save Saul, hallelujah, glory to God. If God could save me, oh, glory to God. Can I get an amen in the house? Glory to God. If God can deliver the people out there now, glory to God, he can do it for you tonight. I got good news to share with you that this man was persecuted, church. He was everyone that was in the way he could find. Amen. He wanted to bring him back to Jerusalem bound. But I got good news to you. He came near Damascus. Hallelujah. He journeyed and he came near Damascus. But suddenly, somebody shout suddenly. Hallelujah. But suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. He fell to the earth and heard a voice say unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the bricks. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what would you have for me to do? And the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the man which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth when his eyes were opened. Oh, glory to God. He saw what? Glory to God. He saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And him said to the Lord in a vision, Ananias, he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, in the quarter of the house of Judah, and for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and has seen and bidden a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Glory to God. Then Ananias answered the Lord, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to that faith at Jerusalem. And here he had authority from the chief priests to bind all them that call on the name. But the Lord said to him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel, glory to God, unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Good news to you tonight. Glory to God. God already knows the description. He done wrote it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Saul was doing what he thought was right. Glory to God. But God met him on the road. When he got near to that, God met him on the road to Damascus. Glory to God. Because God had a description wrote out for his life. Glory to God. God had a plan for his life to bring glory to him. You may not even know the plan. You may have been looking for the plan. But the Lord Jesus himself knows the plan. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. God knows the plan he had for you. It's good and not evil. Ain't you glad tonight that God knows the plan that he had for us? It's good and not evil. Ain't you glad to know that even though you don't know, amen, the plan of God, but God got a plan for your life. And I got good news to share with you tonight that God is up to something in your life right now. I'm going to tell you tonight the good news that God the wrote the prescription concerning your life. Hallelujah. It don't matter where Saul of Tarsus was persecuted church or not. The good news was that God had a plan for his life, that God knew when he going to meet him on the road to Damascus. He knew that, glory to God, that this was going to be a chosen vessel of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. He had even convinced Ananias, glory to God, that he's a chosen vessel. I'm going to tell you, but this man here, amen, he's been wasting the church. This man been talking about the church. This man been touching God's anointing. But God said, no, he's a chosen vessel. In other words, I done wrote the prescription for his life. And his life going to bring glory to me. I'm here to tell you, well, I will show him the great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And I went his way and entered the house and putting his hand on him, brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me thou, that thou mayest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm here, God. writer wrote this script out so awesomely well. Everybody in their place and everybody doing what God wanted them to do. Ain't that good news tonight? What a glory to God. God done wrote out the prescription for his life. God done wrote out the prescription for Ananias and what he must go and do. Glory to God. I know he questioned him, but he had to go and do what the Lord had told him to do. Glory to God. And I'm glad tonight to tell you the good news that God done wrote the prescription concerning your life. He know the ins and outs of your life. He know the ups and downs of your life. He know the good and the bad of your life. But God had wrote the prescription. The prescription for your life that brings glory to God. God done wrote some about your life that you don't know about right now. But I'm going to tell you, it's something that God is going to bring forth in your life that's going to bring glory to him. I got good news to share with you. Hallelujah. That man Saul was a rough man. He was a terrible man. But I'm going to tell you the good news is God changed that man. God turned that man around. God filled that man with the Holy Ghost. That man used that man to preach the gospel, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad tonight that God will do a change in your life, a change in your circumstance. No matter how bad you've been in your life, I got good news for you tonight that God is here to change the worst of the worst. God can change the wicked of the wicked. God can change the loss of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, he knows exactly what he has planned for your life. He has wrote the prescription. We just plan out the whole script that God had wrote out. And I'm glad today to know that no matter what you're going through right now, I got good news to share with you tonight that God did it for Saul. God do it for you. God did it for Moses. God do it for you. I got good news for you today, saints. You may own business tonight, but you turn on this channel. Turn on this anymore. PNN Network Global. And you hear the word of the Lord. Well, you may be in this world tonight. I got good news for you tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ have came to seek and save the lost. He came to set the captives free. He came to turn your life around to bring glory to him. And I got good news for you tonight. He used the foolish thing of this world to confound the wise. And I got good news to share with you tonight. He's the same God yesterday, today, and evermore. And I'm glad tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm glad he wrote the prescription. I'm glad he know everything about us. He know what ails us. He know what ails us right that we need help with. And he done wrote the prescription out. He made sure everything is in that prescription that you need to make sure that you will bring glory unto God. I'm glad tonight to know that God is sovereign, almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-seeing. And I'm glad to know that when he came near Damascus, the Bible declares, suddenly, glory to God, oh my God, God met him, saints. I'm going to tell you the good news tonight. God will meet you wherever you are tonight. And I got good news to share with you tonight. Glory to God, the God ain't changed. He's the same God yesterday, today, forevermore. And I'm glad to let you know the good news, saints, the good news that God can change the worst of the worst. Oh my God, I can testify to that truth, that God can change the worst of the worst. He can change the wicked of the wicked. And I'm going to tell you tonight, he will change you, oh my God, to bring glory unto him. I'm going to tell you, Moses brought glory to God. I'm going to tell you, glory to God. I'm going to tell you, Saul changed to Paul. Brought glory to God. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, because of Paul and all he endured for the name of Christ's sake, he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament for our good. Oh, my God, the same man, brought glory to God, that God changed his life, changed his heart, changed his direction. Hallelujah. And said, Lord, what would you have me to do? I'm going to tell you, it's time for you to ask the God today, what would you have for me to do? You've been going through some tough times. You've been going through rough times. You don't know what else to do, but to ask so, Lord, what would you have for me to do to bring glory to thee? I'm here to tell you, he'll let you know what that is. He'll let you know what you need to do. He'll let you know that, listen, I'm here to change you. I'm here to heal you. I'm here to restore you. I'm here to bring you back from where you have fallen. Good news for you tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. That God is a present help in your time of distress. He's now deep in your mouth and in your heart. Ain't you glad tonight that God knows you and knows what you're going through right here, right now? He know where your heart is, but he also know what he have planned for your life. And I'm glad tonight, hallelujah, that God wrote the prescription out. And some folks think they can get out the prescription, bro. But God wrote the prescription on, and what? Ain't nobody getting out. You're going to have to come in line. Hallelujah, glory to God. You turn your Bible to Luke 22 real quickly. Glory to God. God. Here go Jesus. Oh, God, in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That the things God has prescribed, that thing that God has set before. Hallelujah. That must go forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible declares in Luke 22, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look what the Bible declares. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Would you like the word of God? Because it helped me understand. God has set things in motion. God has set out his plan. God has wrote out his prescription concerning our lives, that we, our lives, could bring glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even Jesus himself, the Bible declares. And he came out, the 39th verse. And he came out and went. And he went, the Bible declares, to the Mount of Olives. Amen. Glory to God. Luke chapter 22, amen, verse 38. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible declares in 38, Luke 22, 38. And they said, Lord, behold, are there two swords? And he said to them, it is enough. And he came out, went as he was to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at that place, he said to them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but let thine will be done. I'm going to tell you, God had prescribed. Oh, God had wrote in the Spirit concerning Jesus' life and what he must suffer and what he must go through for you and for me. Don't you realize that God knows what is needed and he knows who to use? Glory to God. Ain't you glad tonight that he knows what needed, and he knew who he chose to do it. I'm here to tell you, he sent for Jesus. I know it's tough sometimes. Hallelujah. I know you go through heartache sometimes. Hallelujah. I know sometimes the prescription have all kinds of side effects to it. But I got good news for you tonight. Even though these prescriptions that God wrote for your life got side effects, I got good news for you. The side effects are going to work out for your good. I'm here to tell you, God knows what he's the spirit he wrote out for your life. But he also knows what the side effects are as well. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus was here. Amen. Glory to God. And the Bible said, Father, thou, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but let thy will be done. Jesus realized this is the will of God for me. This is what God prescribed. This is what he wrote out for my life. That I will bring glory to God. I'm going to tell you, God's going to be glorified. God's going to be glorified. I got good news for you tonight. God's going to be glorified. Jesus himself. Oh, glory to God. Even in a time, a low time. I'm talking about that he suffered much for all of our sins. Glory to God. But he realized that this is what God prescribed for him. This is what he must suffer for God's sake and for our sins. Ain't you glad tonight, glory to God, that God wrote out a prescription for the lives of all of us, mankind, by Jesus suffering on the cross at Calvary, giving up his life that we may live. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad tonight that God wrote the prescription. Oh, my God. And sometimes, hallelujah, when you get your prescription, glory to God, the side effects. We think about the side effects. We think about the side effects. I got good news for you. The side effects are going to work out for your good. God knows what he described. God knows exactly what you're going through. And God knows exactly what you need to go through in order to bring glory to him. And I got good news to share with you tonight that God is going to be glorified. I claim to share with you the word about tonight that God said, I wrote the prescription for your life that you may bring glory to me. And I said, I wrote the prescription. I'm here to tell you, you better watch that word, God, in your spirit tonight, because God told me he said he wrote the prescription. Oh, my God. He wrote the prescription. Oh, my God, for PNN Global. He wrote it. He wrote it. Glory to God, woman of God. He wrote it. Glory to God. He knew the ins and outs. He knew the side effects. But he wrote the prescription. He knew exactly what you must go through. But the good news is God is being glorified. Lives are being changed. Souls are being saved. All glory to God. God knew the prescription. He wrote for his ministry. God wrote. He knew what the need was. He knew in the pandemic what's going on here. God knew and prescribed what need to be to bring glory to him. I'm going to tell you, all these years, glory to God. Hallelujah. God is being glorified. through the ministry of PNN Global. Ain't the good news tonight to share with you? Amen. That God prescribed it. God wrote it down. God said this was needed. Oh, my God. And everything started falling in line. I'm going to tell you the good news tonight. God said, I wrote the prescription. I know the therapy. Glory to God. But I'm going to be glorified. And I got good news to share with you tonight out there in Radio Land. But you need to hear the word of the Lord. God said, I wrote the prescription. I promise you, whatever ails you, God said, I got that covered. Wherever you're going through, I got that covered. Wherever you may deal with, I got it covered. I got it in the prescription. It's in the medicine, Satan. Just take your medicine on a regular basis. Hallelujah. Give God praise every day because he is the one that wrote the prescription for your life. He the one that said, let there be in their world. And Abel Shatarabaha, Renmed, because Jesus is the one that decided what should be done. Guess what, saints? Everything is going according to his plan. And I got good news to share with you tonight. In my slogan, if you're out there in the tonight, and you don't know Jesus Christ in the part of your sins, and you're not saved, but you need to be saved. It's time to be saved tonight. Glory to God. It's time to give your whole heart unto God. It's time to commit your life fully unto him. He loves you. Glory to God. He came and he died. He rose again on the third day. Oh, my God. He shed his blood for the remission of your sin. Now, if you don't know him tonight, you can know him tonight. Jesus is the Christ. Oh, glory to God. He wants you to know that he has said, oh, my God. He knew your ailment. He knew your shortcomings. He knew where you're missing. He knew you're here a little, down a little. The good news is God done wrote a prescription out for your life. He knew what you need to help to get to where you want to go. And I got to admit, if you commit your life to Christ tonight, give your life over to Jesus, I promise you'll change. If he did it for Moses, if he did it, oh my God, if he did it for Saul of Tarsus and chained to Paul, he'll do it for you. He did it for me, he'll do it for you. Glory to God. And I got good news to share with you in my closing. It's time for you to make a decision. It's time for you to get on board. It's time for you to realize that God got a plan for your life. It's time for you to quit running and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. It's time for you to come back to the Lord. It's time if you turn away from your sin and turn back to God. It's time for you to learn that if you are backsliding, amen, you've got to remember God. It's time to turn back. It's time to turn back. It's time to come back and do the work of the kingdom. God has made us, has wrote in the spirit to turn your life. He knew you were going to follow the ship. He knew that you were going to miss the ship. He knew that you were going to miss the mark. He knew. But he also prescribed that you would turn back. He knew you would turn your back, turn back to God. He knew. Just as the prodigal son did. He left home. Yeah, but he came home. He left, but he came back. Why? Because the father knew his son. If you're backsliding tonight, God know you. He already wrote it out, the plan, to bring you home. And I got good news for you. It's time to come home. It's time to come back to Jesus. It's time to come. If you ain't never know him, it's time for you to be introduced to him. But guess what? It's your time now to give your life to Christ. It's time for you to obey Jesus. It's time to turn your life over to Christ. If there be anyone tonight, God told me to tell you, I wrote the prescription for your life. It may be bad right now, but God's going to turn it around. You may be in bad shape right now. Maybe you're strung out on drugs, but the good news is God can change that too. Alcoholism, idolatry, it don't matter what it is. God can change you. God can heal you, restore you, deliver you, and set you free. But this is your moment. This is your hour. If there be anyone tonight that need to be saved, need to be delivered, need to be set free, need to be born again. It's time to receive that God have the prescription for your life. He knew you would be listening. He knew you would hear this word. He knew that you will know that this is the hour for you to turn back to God. For anyone tonight want to be saved, it's star 6. Come on the broadcast side. He told me prophetically to tell you, I wrote the prescription for your life. I know the side effects to the prescription. I know the road sometimes get ragged, get rough, get tough.
but it's going to work out for your good. Would that be anyone tonight? Star 6, come on the broadcast side. If you want to know Jesus, this is time. Glory to God. Would that be anyone tonight? Hallelujah. Would that be anyone tonight? God said, I wrote the prescription for your life, that your life will bring glory to him. My. So if there be anyone tonight, star 6, come on over on the broadcast side. We've got to pray with you and lead you into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. If there be anyone tonight, we'll turn it back over to Evangelist Brandon. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Minister Emmanuel Hoogs. We praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Coming through Pastor Jones. And one thing about it, amen, just what the doctor ordered. Amen. God, amen. He knows your name. God knows everything about you. He created you. He formed you in your mother's womb. There is nothing about you that God does not know. Amen. We praise God for the word tonight. Amen. Let us know that God wrote the prescription for your life. Everything that God, amen, has, amen, allowed to come into your life, it has already been ordained. God already knew the time was going to come. But, amen, it's for that God may get the glory, amen, out of that situation. Amen. That's what we want God to be glorified in our lives. Amen. We say, God be the glory. Amen. And one thing about it, we got to allow God to get the glory. We don't understand everything. Everything does not feel good. But one thing about it, if we endure hardness as a good soldier, he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. And God will get the glory. Amen. So we thank God tonight for, amen, such an inspiring word of God. And amen. And just like the preacher was saying, amen, we don't choose things that we go through in life. Amen. We don't have choices over everything that we encounter in life. But one thing about it, God's grace is sufficient. Amen. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then he also said, I will put no more upon you than that you're able to bear. Amen. So we have to take God at his word. We have to believe, even in opposition, that God's word still stands. And God will still bring us out victoriously. So I just thank God for the word tonight. Amen. Pastor, we enjoy the word of God. Amen. People of God, we should be encouraged and know that it's only a test what you're going through. Everything in your life that you're going through, some good can come out of this. Amen. Something good, amen, is going to come out of this test and trial that you're, amen, going through right now. Amen. So let's praise God. Let's give God the glory. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Amen. Look to Jesus. Amen. And praise him in the midst of it. Amen. And God will give you the victory. So we praise God for the word once again. We enjoy the word of God. It's very inspiring, knowing that God, amen, he don't make no mistakes. The prescription has been wrote. Amen. And the prescription that God describes for us is going to do us a lot of good. Sometimes the doctors, the natural doctors, give us prescriptions. Amen. They have all kinds of side effects. Amen. And it messes with us. But when God writes a prescription, amen, it's going to work out for our good. So I'm just rejoicing in the word tonight. I'm happy. Amen. Thank God for prayer that has been extended. Amen. People of God, you got to learn to, amen, reach out to the Lord. Amen. When prayer is being offered, you got to learn to step in the water. Amen, because we all need prayer. There's not a one of us that's beyond prayer. Amen. We need the Lord to strengthen us. We need the Lord to help us. We need the Lord to lift us up. There's so many things that we can find, amen, that we can use prayer for. Amen. When prayer is being extended, amen, let's, amen, see our need. Amen. Psalm says, I need thee, Lord. Every hour I need thee. Well, the hour has been extended for prayer. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for the prayer that has been extended. Amen. We're praying for each one of you. Amen. Even for the man of God, we're praying for you. Amen. People of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Get a copy and listen to it over. Amen. Where you can understand that everything has been designed by God. Everything going on in your life, amen, meaning God, he already knows about it. Amen. The enemy tries to come, amen, and make every situation look negative and look bad. But in the end of it, amen, God gets the glory out of the situation. So we praise God tonight. And people of God, get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. The number is, we have two numbers we want to give you. The first number is 912-257-3918. Once again, the first number is 912-257-3918. And to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, you too can get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. God loves you. God, amen, he's concerned about you. And the number is by using WhatsApp, 678-608-7234. Once again, the number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Please send us a request, amen, for tonight's broadcast. Amen. We'll get it to you, amen, as soon as possible. The Lord shall say the same. Amen. And to all of our Facebook listeners, amen. Like before stated, amen, the broadcast was not recorded on Facebook tonight due to technical difficulties. But nevertheless, amen, keep looking. Amen. It will be posted, amen, on, amen, our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network page. Amen. So we praise God for each and every one. So our Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen. You could too. Amen. Can get a copy, amen, of the tonight's broadcast. Amen. Those that are listening through, amen, iPod, amen, iPod, amen, amen. We want you to know as well, amen, that God loves you. He sent his word to heal us. Amen. And truly, God has the prescription, amen, that we need for the healing of our bodies, for the healing of our souls. Amen. We all need healing in some area of our lives. We all need healing. We need God. We need God's grace. We need God's mercy, his protection. We need, most of all, the love of God to sustain us. Amen. So we just praise God tonight. Amen. For the man of God. And we want to pray, amen, a blessing over the man of God tonight. Amen. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we only thank you right now. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this worship service. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for even coming into our midst tonight and blessing us. We thank you for feeding us with manna from on high. We thank you, oh God, for encouraging our hearts to let us know that everything that we're going through, it has purpose. It has meaning. Father God, we know that at the end, if we hold out, if we endure, God, we know that you will be pleased. We know that you will get the glory. Father God, we give you the praise, God. In the midst of it, you said in all things to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Father God, we say thank you right now. Thank you for the good. Thank you for the bad. Thank you for the ups and the downs. Father God, we thank you for the aches and the pains. Father God, we realize, God, where we're still alive. Father God, we could have been dead and gone not to even be able to experience this. But God, we thank you that we're still alive. We thank you for the breath that you have put in our body. We thank you, oh God, for the activity of our limbs. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. Father God, we just give you praise. God, we thank you for the man of God, for your chosen vessel tonight who came and declared your word. Oh God, we pray tonight that you would touch him and give him strength. Oh God, evermore anoint him and use him for your service. Oh God, get the glory even out of his life. Open up doors, God, that he may utter your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless his ministry, God. Enlarge his territory, enlarge his borders. Oh God, you do it, God. You give the increase tonight. Oh God, bless his home, bless his family. Oh God, continue to add daily to the church such as should be saved. We know that you, we know you got the power. Oh God, deposit back into him 100-fold everything that has been withdrawn tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we know you can, we know you will, and we count it done right now. It's already done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We just thank God tonight. Amen for all things. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for this, amen, this time that's set aside for us to come together just to lift up the name of Jesus and to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. And God never sends a word that will not be, amen, amen, put into use. God always sends a word that we need. This is just what the doctor ordered tonight. Amen. He prescribed the right medicine, the right prescription for us tonight so that we can be healed. So we just thank God for each and every one of our listeners, those of you that are listening from other countries. Amen. We thank God for you, to all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. And even thank God for those of you that call in nightly, amen, by way of telephone. Amen. We thank God, amen, that you have a mind, amen, to want to get to know the Lord in a better way and to draw nigh unto him. He said, draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh to you. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're trying to get closer to the Lord. Amen. And get strength that we need just to get through this life. Amen. Life is a journey. But one thing about it, amen, God, amen, he's able to see us through. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for each one. Let's keep, amen, amen, families lifted up in prayer. Amen. Let's keep the families over in Texas. Amen. That tragic situation. Amen. Lift them up in prayer. You may not even know their name, but you heard about the situation. You know about the situation. Amen. Let's have compassion and pray for them. Amen. Even other people that you may know that's going through. Amen. And get this broadcast tonight. You know, people that are going through, amen, tests and trials and the storms, they feel like they can't make it. Get this broadcast tonight and forward it to them. Amen. So they can know that, yes, there is hope in Jesus. Amen. There's hope in there, even in their situation. The devil may be telling them they're hopeless, but this word of God will give them hope and to let them know to look and live. Amen. So we praise God tonight, amen, for all things. Amen. Thank God for all of our first-time visitors, those of you that have come to the line for the first time tonight. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where our visionary founder is Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We welcome you. Amen. We want to invite you back. We are here nightly, every night at 9 p.m. Amen. We welcome you to come and join us in this worship experience. Amen. We're here, amen, to reach the lost souls of men, and we're here to strengthen them that do remain. Amen. So to God be the glory for the things, the great things that he has done. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn this part of the, amen, platform back over to the speaker of the hour, the man of God, Pastor Jones, that he may have the last stand and the blessing of the line. Amen and amen, the dismissal. God bless you, Pastor Jones.
God bless you as well, man of God. We appreciate God so much for the Prayer News Network Global. Thank God for the prayer warriors. Thank God for the founder. Thank God for all of the advisors. Glory to God. We thank God for just the opportunity to come tonight to share the word of God tonight. It's important that we know, amen, that the Lord wrote the prescription for our lives. Our lives have meaning and purpose, and that God is going to be glorified. He knows why. He knows what we're going through. But yet, even though we're going through some times, God knows what's needed to help us even to get the better. So we are so thankful and grateful to be here tonight. We ask God to bless this line. Father, we are coming for you now in the name of Jesus Christ. We come to give you thanks and to give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for you being God all by yourself. We're thankful, Lord God, you give us opportunity, God, the door to be open to share your word. We ask your blessing upon PNN Global. We ask you to bless everyone associated with Father God. We ask you to bless even more, Lord God, Evangelist Bradley and all our staff. We thank God for all of the men and women of God that tune in tonight and all the ones that are listening by radio, amen, Facebook, or however they're listening tonight. Father, we ask your blessing upon them. We pray for those that are grieving right now out in Texas. We ask you to bless those families, oh God, and bless those children, oh God, the school, amen, all the administrators, oh God. Father God, we realize, Father God, that you are able to comfort them in their time of grief. Father, we just pray, God, you'll strengthen them and use them for your glory. Let this God that's came upon their lives, oh God. Father, we know, God, that through all things, we know, God, that you are up to something. We pray now, Lord God, that you will touch each family, God, that lost loved ones. Touch all the children, oh God, that got out. We ask your blessing upon them and strengthen them. Encourage them to look to you, God. You are the answer to all of our problems. We pray now in the name of Jesus. We ask your blessing, amen, on this land to continue to bring glory to God. In everything that we do, we know that you will be glorified. We pray now that you will touch, oh God, families all over this nation. We ask you to bless the people and cause them to come to know who you are, that you are still a Savior, you are still Lord, and that you are still in the saving business, that you'll come to seek to save that which is lost. And, Father, I just pray right now you'll continue to bless this great network that you have prescribed just for us. We appreciate you for doing it just for us, that we will help to know you even better. Thank you for what you have done. We ask your blessing continually and prosper in every area of life that you will be glorified. We thank you for it being done. We thank God for my wife, lovely wife. Thank God for my church family, Rivers and Water 1 and 2, my overseer, Prophet Adam McQuarrie. We thank God for all of the members at Rivers and Water 2 and 1, Mobile and Jackson. We are thankful that God is being glorified. And we thank God that he continues to use us for his glory. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. It is so. We count it done in Jesus' name. We praise God tonight. Thank you, man of God. Amen. For unveiling yourself. Amen. Coming to us in the amen. To give us what God has given to you. And people of God, we just want to let you know that Pastor Jones will be back with us on tomorrow. Amen. For part two. Amen. So we're looking forward, amen, man of God, to hearing from you on tomorrow if the Lord shall say the same. So people of God, amen, come back, invite somebody, amen, to join us on this Prayer News Network tomorrow at 9 p.m. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. As always, amen, we love you, but God loves you best. Amen. Be blessed until tomorrow night. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.